Welcome back to another session of Guidestone University. In this session today, we're going to be looking at two types of workplace change that every leader should be prepared for in their life, their work, their leadership. Here's something that I've learned. If any organization or any team is going to accomplish vision, change must occur in the organizational culture. If you're going to accomplish vision, change must occur because change is at the core of leadership. If there is no change, then there is no leadership, right? I mean, otherwise, what are we leading people to do? To stay the same? I mean, how does that work? So as we've worked with companies and organizations all across the country, all types and all sizes of organization, it really doesn't matter the type and size of organization. We've been asked literally hundreds of times, how do I lead through change? Or how do I help my team embrace the change that's coming? See, what we know and what you know as a leader is that change is a constant and natural part of growing teams and organizations. And so we found that change is best approached as an intriguing and energizing part of our work. I mean, change within growing organizations is like traffic in Atlanta or traffic in LA or Washington, D.C. traffic. I mean, it's a naturally recurring part of life in the metro area. And so why would we get all bent out of shape every day and have road rage on the way to work? Because we didn't properly prepare ourselves for the traffic that happens every single day, right? And so change is much the same way. I mean, it's there and it's natural and it recurs. I mean, it's there every day. And so why would we create all this emotion and this anxiety and this fear about change? We have somebody that's on our team now that regularly says to us, I know I shouldn't fear change and I don't like change and I'm learning to embrace it. Why do we get all anxious about it? Because we label it, and since it's a naturally recurring part of change, then it should be an intriguing and energizing part of our work. I mean, even enjoy change. See, effective leaders adopt the perspective that everything is an experiment, and many of our experiments work. Others that don't succeed, we can tweak them and we can improve them until we can maximize the return on investment. In fact, I learned this first from Mark Batterson, who leads a nonprofit organization in the Washington, D.C. area. One of their core values, their core convictions of their organization is that everything is an experiment. And so while change is at the core of leadership, I think the thing that we have to understand is that everything and everyone doesn't need to be changed. I mean, what I'm not saying is that everything has to change. We've all seen or we've heard a leader that comes into an organization, they make ill-advised changes which result in the loss of key personnel and millions of dollars in revenue, or the company might even go under. Leaders should first ask what's already in place and what's functioning well, and they should speak to people at every level of the organization and invest heavily in what's already working. Here, think about this. Many organizations should allocate 80 to 90% of resources to initiatives that are already profitable or already high performing, and 10 to 20% of resources into innovation. I think sometimes we get the thing turned around on its head and we start allocating more and more money to innovation and to new initiatives, and we end up creating a lot of drama that creates problems for ourselves. And so I want to share with you two types of change within every organization. There are really only two types of change. The first is incremental change. An executive friend of mine once said to me, when I come into a new organization or a new department, I'm not interested in stepping on toes that don't need to be stepped on. It's important to me that I find out what our personnel at all levels think and develop an appropriate strategy for moving forward together. And so incremental strategy really does three things. One, it occurs over time as a part of an organization's evolution and development. Number two, it tends to be inclusive and collaborative. So incremental change, you go into a meeting and you're talking about things. You say, hey, that's a great idea. Who wants to lead that? And somebody raises their hand and said, I'll take that. Or nobody raises their hand. And then whoever's leading the meeting says, hey, why don't you do this? I mean, we've been in those meetings too. But somebody says, I'll lead that area. And then everyone works together with that person to make the improvement. And number three, incremental change asks the question, what could be done better? So the first kind of change is incremental change. The second kind of change is radical change. There are times when better or incremental is not enough. And when better is not enough, the question then becomes, what must be done differently? Radical change brings dramatic alteration to teams and to organizations, even to leaders. Radical change changes things significantly, dramatically. Number two, radical change often occurs quickly. It's the peeling off the Band-Aid real quickly. And radical change requires unwavering leadership. It requires courage and commitment to stick with it long enough to get to real momentum. And so leaders that implement radical change must be communicating regularly and must be encouraging their people regularly to stick with it and celebrating small successes that occur all along the way. See, with radical change, some programs or some processes or even personnel or products or services may need to be eliminated. Other things may need to be launched, and leaders must have the courage to lead radical change. So many lives of leaders stagnate, and so many organizations stagnate, and teams stagnate because they fear the failure that comes along with radical change. Failure is the most common of all fears, and to experience growth, we must be more afraid of missed opportunities than we are the failure of change. And so we need to go ahead and face that fear. Our fears lose power when we confront them. And life's greatest memories, and the greatest memories in the life of our work, and the fulfillment of our work are often discovered in the biggest challenges that we face. And so instead of fearing these opportunities to grow through change, we should embrace them, and we should embrace the change that comes along with them with energy and passion. Never allow fear to keep you from growing. It's not always going to be easy to lead change, but it'll always be worth it. So here's what I want you to think about. The two types of change, incremental and radical, what should be done, what can be done better, and what must be done differently. What type of change has been most effective for you and your organization? Number one. And then list your latest experience with each type of change. When's the last time you experienced incremental change in your team, your organization, your leadership? And when's the last time you experienced radical change within your team, your organization, within your leadership? And we'll see you again in the next session of Guidestone University.